Hello, and welcome to Heatcraft University's audio learning series on Refrigeration Basics 101. My name is Joe Jones, and I'm the training manager at Heatcraft Refrigeration. And today we'll cover our first episode on refrigeration basics, including some fundamental definitions and terminology. This episode will present entry-level materials for novice and beginning learners who want to learn what is refrigeration, what is heat, how is heat measured, and temperature versus heat content. You may contact me with any comments or questions at joe.jones@heatcraftrpd.com. Our first task is to answer the question, what is refrigeration? Consumers or end users know that refrigeration happens when something is cooled. In commercial refrigeration, this something is usually a perishable product or food or process which needs to be cooled to maintain or improve integrity or useful shelf life. Sometimes products need to be chilled, like in a refrigerator's main compartment, or frozen, as in the freezer compartment of a refrigerator. Refrigeration is also used for comfort cooling, where the product is people, who need to be cooled to improve or maintain productivity, efficiency, or health. An air conditioning system is a refrigeration system which operates in a limited application range. All of the fundamental principles we will cover in this series apply to both commercial refrigeration and air conditioning. What is cooling? There are no cool or cold units that can be added to cool a product or a substance. The condition of cold or cool is actually the absence of heat. Therefore, to cool something, some of its heat must be removed. In more technical terms, refrigeration is defined as a process that reduces or maintains the temperature of a space or substance below the temperature of its natural environment. To do this, unwanted heat is removed from the space or substance to produce cooling. This achieves the purpose of refrigeration, but is only part of the refrigeration process. The heat removed from one place by refrigeration system must be transferred to another. Usually, this heat is simply dumped into the outside air or down the drain, where it is not objectionable. When this heat is transferred to another place where the heat is needed or desired, energy conservation, heat reclaim, or heat recovery occurs and cost savings can be realized. For a better understanding of the refrigeration process, it is necessary to first understand the nature of heat. So, what is heat? Simply stated, heat is a form of energy, like electricity, and is governed by the laws of physics. Thermodynamics is a field of science that deals with mechanical action of heat. The first law of thermodynamics states that heat cannot be created or destroyed, and must be converted from one form of energy to another in order to change. It is not content to remain stationary. It is constantly moving or transferring. An electric light will illustrate this concept. Electricity powers the light, which produces lumens and heat. The heat is not created by the light, but is a byproduct of the light in which some of the electrical energy is converted to heat. How is heat measured? Heat exists in every substance and space around us. Even ice contains heat. Only at absolute zero, minus 459 degrees Fahrenheit or minus 273 degrees Celsius, does heat cease to exist. So how do we measure how much heat is in a substance or space? Heat content cannot be measured directly. It is measured by its effect on other materials to change their temperature, state or phase, size, color, or other characteristic. BTUs, or British thermal units, are used to indicate heat content of a substance. By definition, one BTU is the amount of heat required to change 1 pound of water by 1 degree Fahrenheit. An example of one BTU is the amount of energy released in lighting a single kitchen match. The metric system uses the calorie as its basic unit to measure heat content. One calorie is the amount of heat it takes to change 1 gram of water by 1 degree Celsius. The temperature of a substance does not measure its heat content. It measures the level of heat intensity within a substance, not its heat content. High levels of intensity indicate that the substance is hot, and low levels indicate the substance is cold. Let's evaluate a pencil and a table in a room having the same temperature. They have the same intensity of heat within them as indicated by their temperatures. However, which of these objects can do the most work, like melting ice? Since the table has more mass, it can melt more ice, and therefore has more heat content. It has more BTUs or calories than the pencil. There are multiple temperature scales that can be used to measure heat intensity or concentration. Degrees Fahrenheit and degrees Celsius are units of measurement for temperature. Thermometers are used to measure temperature using these scales. Common universal reference points on each temperature scale indicates the temperature at which water boils or freezes. Water boils at 212 degrees on the Fahrenheit scale and 100 degrees on the Celsius scale. The freezing point of water is 32 degrees Fahrenheit and 0 degrees Celsius. There are 180 degrees Fahrenheit and 100 degrees Celsius between boiling and freezing of water. Therefore, it is easy to determine that the Celsius degrees are larger than the Fahrenheit degrees, almost twice the size of the Fahrenheit degrees. Scientists and engineers use the Kelvin and Rankine scales. Rankine degrees are the same size as Fahrenheit degrees, and Kelvin degrees are the same size as a Celsius. Both the Kelvin and Rankine scales start with 0 degrees at absolute zero. In our next episode, we will cover how heat transfers or flows from one object to another. What factors influence the rate of this heat transfer? Please feel free to leave feedback on this episode using my email address, joe.jones@heatcraftrpd.com. Thank you for listening to our first episode, and I am looking forward to seeing you next time.